Hello, and welcome to the Tea with Tresetta podcast. I invite you to join me each week where I'll share the training, encouragement, and answers you need to be successful in your purpose, as well as interview some awesome women of faith walking fully in their God-given purpose through entrepreneurship. I'm your host, Tresetta Alexander, faith-based business coach and founder of Sister Spotters. I believe you can be wildly successful without competing or compromising your beliefs. Let's dive in. Welcome back, Kingdom Purpose Pursuers, to another episode of Tea with Tresetta. Today's episode is going to be all about to do or not to do. That is the question. Now, the audio that I'm going to be sharing with you is from a Facebook Live recording I did back in April. And I shared in it a couple opportunities for you to go deeper in this topic, but those were from back then and are no longer available. And I wanted to give you an opportunity to go a little deeper if that's something you desire in this topic of productivity and getting things done. In fact, the entire month of September, I've been focusing, if you follow me on social media, I've been focusing solely on productivity and ways and tips and strategies, tools that you can use to be more productive. And so at the end of the month on September 30th, that's a Monday, I'll be doing a live masterclass at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time called Personal Productivity for the Dualpreneur. And if you are interested in diving deeper into the topic of productivity, if you are currently working full-time while you're trying to build your business or pursue your purpose, or if you're struggling right now to find balance between your purpose, your family life, your 9-to-5, there's no need for you to struggle. And I want to offer this opportunity for you to get some additional tips, tools, and strategies to be more productive and find that balance that you're seeking for through this masterclass, the Personal Productivity for Dualpreneurs Masterclass. And so you can sign up for that class at TresettaAlexander.com/dualpreneur. That's TresettaAlexander.com/dualpreneur. And as always, I will make sure to include the link to that class in the show notes. Also, if you're not able to attend live, no worries. You will have forever access to the replay and masterclass material. So even if you can't make it to the live training, you can still get in and all the yummy goodness. I won't prolong the time any longer. So listen in to this live audio from to do or not to do. That is the question. Good afternoon. Hello. Hello from sunny Tallahassee, Florida. Oh my gosh. I cannot believe that just at the beginning of the week, it was highs of like 59 degrees. We were wearing coats and sweaters. And then now today, Saturday, it's 80 degrees and sweating. We're going to have to turn on the air conditioner because it is hot. It is hot here already. But anyway, that's what happens when spring comes around here in Florida. We'll yo-yo for a little while longer. But that's okay. So as you guys are coming in or popping on with me, I would love to know where you are. Are you in nice warm weather like me, or are you somewhere a little cooler? Drop it in the comments. I'd love to know where you are tuning in from. So I think I'm gonna have to ditch this pillow because it is getting in my way. It's getting on my nerves. We'll just put that on the floor. So today I am going to be talking to you about to do or not to do. That is the question. A lot of us, we are so busy. We have super full. Hey, Dr. Fleming. We are so busy. We have really full schedules and crazy long to-do lists, or multiple to-do lists if you are a big to-do list person. And unfortunately,
all tasks are not created equal. And so I want to talk to you today about how do you make decisions about what it is to do? What are those things on your to-do list? What are those things that you really do need to work on or focus on? And what are the things that you maybe need to pass on? Either give them to someone else or just ignore altogether. And so that's what we're going to be talking about today. I do have, I think, about 5 tips that I'm going to be sharing with you so that you know what to do and what not to do that's on your to-do list. And for those of you who may be new to me, I know recently I've had a bunch of new likes on my page. And so if you are new to me, my name is Tresada Alexander, and I am a faith-based business coach. And what I do is I help primarily women of faith really tap into and clarify their purpose and then monetize it so that they can have the abundant life that God is calling them to. And so again, today we're going to be talking about to do or not to do. That is the question. And I'm going to get a little water because I've already told you that here in Tallahassee, it's 80 degrees today. And we went from 59 high. I need some water. All right. So again, all tasks are not created equal. And so if you have an overflowing to-do list, I want to share with you some tips for identifying what on your list you actually should be focusing on. Because again, all tasks are not created equal. And we are a very busy society. We have so many roles. If you have kids, you might have Little League, you might have different events and activities that you have to take them to, PTA meetings, we work, active in our churches, volunteering. You want to spend time with some friends, with your spouse and yourself, of course. You want to spend some time with yourself alone as well. And so, but being busy doesn't necessarily translate into productivity. And so the difference is, like, being busy, that means that you're doing tasks, you're doing things, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you are doing the right things, the things that are going to move you forward in your purpose and in life. And so I want to share with you a few tips. And the very first tip that I have for you today is number one, multitasking. There's no such thing as multitasking. That's a lie for another day, Dr. Fleming. Multitasking is actually just task switching, moving from one task to another. So you're not really multitasking. And it actually can take you double the time to get stuff done than if you were to focus on a single thing. But like I said, that's a lie for a whole nother day. I'll do one on that. I'll add that to my list of lives to do. But rather than most people, when they have a lot of stuff to do, the very first thing that they do is sit down and hit me up in the comments, do a wave or a thumbs up, hands up, something in the comments. Let me know if you are a to-do list person. I am the queen of to-do lists. I'm going to be honest. I got to the point I had to-do lists for everything. And it got to the point where I couldn't even keep up with them. So I started using an app to keep up with all my various to-do lists. But that's not necessarily the best approach for you to take when you have a lot of things that you need to do. Because what you're going to put on the to-do list doesn't necessarily equate to being productive. So what I would recommend, the first step that you do is to think about, what is my priority? Notice I didn't say what are my priorities, because there really is only one priority. You can only have one priority. We say priority number one. That's because there is only one priority. Okay. We have plural. I don't know when it first started, but we have pluralized priority, and there really is no such thing. You have one priority. But I know what you mean, because what happens is that single priority might have multiple focus areas. So for example, let's say, so last year I had some health issues going on and it caused me to have to focus on my health. So I put a lot of stuff on hold so that I could take care of me because my number one priority was my health. But I had several focus areas when it came to taking care of my health. So I had to, there was dietary focus that I, areas that I was focusing on, you know, those dietary things. There's also doctor's appointments. So there was multiple focus areas all related to that single priority. So when we say priorities, really and truly, we're talking about focus areas. And those focus areas typically tie into a single ultimate goal. So that's really where I would recommend you begin when you have a lot of things that you want to get done or need to get done, is start by thinking about what is my priority. And then identify the focus areas that go along with that priority and the items on your task list or the things that you need to get done that are directly tied to whatever that priority is. And then everything else is secondary. So you wanna first focus on the things that are going to be tied to your priority and then move on to the other tasks. The second tip that I have for you, and when you're evaluating the things, that need to get done, is ask yourself the question, am I the best person to do this task? Right? So just because something needs to get done, it doesn't necessarily mean that it, number one, has to be done by you, and number two, that you're necessarily the best person to do that. What do I mean by that? Here's a really good example. Let's say, think about it this way. If you were, whatever your hourly wage is, so if your salary, break down your salary to an hourly wage and think about what your hourly wage is. Let's say that you make $25 an hour and you have a task on your list that task they would make, say, minimum wage, so $8, $9, $10 an hour. Well, it might be better for you to pay someone that minimum wage to do that specific task so that you are then freed up to work on something that is more in alignment with where you're trying to go and more in alignment with your purpose, more in alignment with your goals and that number one priority. It doesn't mean that you can't do it. It just means, is that the best? You just want to look at, is that the best use of my time? Okay. So evaluate your hourly wage versus the wage benefit. So yes, we can all wash dishes. And I use that example because I'm not the biggest fan of washing dishes. I'll do it, but I don't really care for it. I would happily, happily pay someone to wash dishes, to come in and clean and wash dishes so I can focus on something else. I'm not in a space where I could do that right now, but as soon as I am, that's the first thing that I'm doing, hiring someone to come and clean for me. Okay, so just take a look at your hourly wage versus the benefit that you're gonna receive from doing that task and evaluate whether or not that is something that you actually should be doing or if you should be delegating that out. It doesn't necessarily mean that's something that you have to hire out. Maybe you have somebody else in your family or on your job or on your team that you can delegate that task out to. The third tip that I have for you is to set some boundaries. Say no to some tasks so that you can say yes to things that you really want to do. Because whenever you say yes to something, you're automatically saying no to something else. And you want to make sure that whatever you're saying yes to, that it is so by learning how to tell other people no unapologetically is going to be a really good boundary for you to have. And we as women, we have a tendency to want to justify or clarify our reason or explain our reason for saying no, when no is a complete sentence. You do not owe anyone an explanation. You do not have to justify or clarify or explain why you are saying no. Just simply say no and zip your mouth. Close your mouth and don't say any more. Now, you don't have to say it rudely or be mean when you say it. You can just simply say no. One of the things that I often recommend you say in the event that someone is asking you to do something or to attend an event or something like that, and you really don't want to go, but you have a hard time saying no, one of the things that I encourage you to say is, I'm sorry, I'm not available. It's the same thing. I'm not available for that. It's the same as saying no, but it's maybe a little bit easier for you to express it that way rather than just simply saying no. So tip number three is to set some boundaries so that you can learn to say no to things so that you can say yes to the things that you really want to do. Tip number four is to use the 2-minute rule. I personally love this, especially when I'm going through emails. So I try to do the inbox zero thing. I'll do a live on that later as well. But one of the things that I do when I check my email in the morning, especially when I get into the office, is I'll go through whatever my new emails are. And if it's something that I can do in 2 minutes or less, I go ahead and do it right away. I do it immediately. That way is a really great way to get things done quickly and off of your plate so that you don't have to worry about it anymore. And if it's something that's gonna take you longer than 2 minutes to get it done, then write it down or schedule a time for you to accomplish it. This is, of course, after you've already gone through the decision-making process of identifying whether or not it's something that, one, is attached to your priority, and two, is something that you really should be doing yourself. And then the last tip that I have for you today is to reduce the number of tasks that you have on your task list by utilizing automations. And a lot of times we think about technology when you say something like automations, but it doesn't necessarily have to be something that is technology-based for it to be automated. And what do I mean by that? Of course, you can use automated systems. Like one of the things that you can do to automate is like your bills. You can pay your bills automatically. You can set them to auto pay through whatever company, whether it's a mortgage, a car note, a credit card bill, loans, any of that. You can set up auto pay so that you don't have to think about it anymore. And it just automatically, you don't have to worry about late fees. You don't have to worry about forgetting. It just automatically comes out. And that's one less thing that you have to do, one less thing that you have to worry about. You can also do things like set up templates. One of the things that I was doing is I'll have a couple like Word docs with emails that I send out pretty regularly and or letters that I have to send out regularly, and I can just copy paste. I use that as a template, copy paste it, and then make whatever specific adjustments that I need to make before I send it out to the person I'm sending it to. But one of my coworkers shared with me something that she does, and I was like, oh, I never thought to do that. So I did this. You can create signatures, specific signatures in your email client. If you're using Outlook, it's super easy. You can create an email signature with that template. And then all you have to do is choose that signature and make whatever edits in the email and send it right on off. So that's something that you could do that while it doesn't necessarily remove something off of your to-do list, it makes it easier and you can be more efficient in those repetitive tasks. You can also use subscription services. So for things that, I don't know about you, But I've gotten to the point where I don't really like grocery shopping all that much anymore. I feel like whenever I go to the grocery store, it's all these people and the lines are always long. Like all of a sudden, I feel like everyone is at the grocery store whenever I go. And plus, when I'm in there, I always end up picking up stuff that was not on my list, even though I'm really a stickler for that. But for whatever reason, lately I've gotten lax and I start picking up stuff that's not on my list. And so I end up spending more than what I really intended to spend in the first place. Well, there's some items that you know that you're going to need, some staples or non-perishables that you can get on subscription from, say, like Amazon. Amazon is really good for subscriptions. So there's certain items, like it can be toiletry items. It could be your personal items like your makeup, things like that. It could be paper products that you can put on subscription in Amazon for a particular time period, so you get it ever so many months or whatever, so that it's delivered right to you. You don't have to worry about going to get it. You know you're always going to have it. Or you can do some sort of delivery service. A lot of grocery stores nowadays have where you can place your order online and then just go pick it up, or have them delivered directly to your home. And that will save you the gas going to and from the grocery store. It'll save you the time from roaming up and down the aisles and standing in line to purchase your products. It'll save you money, because if you're anything like me, you start picking up stuff that wasn't on your list to begin with. You won't forget things. How many times have you been to the store and the one thing that you went to the store for, you forgot to get that, but you ended up with 5 or 10 other things and don't have the thing you went there for. So it'll help prevent you from forgetting things, so you don't have to make multiple trips to the store. So you can use automation in very creative and unique ways so that you can remove some of the things off of your to-do list so that you don't have to worry about it, and you can focus on whatever that priority is for you. And those in that priority area could have multiple focus areas. So those are my 5 tips. I'll run back through them really quickly. The first was to identify what your priority is and the focus areas that fall under that. Tip number 2 is to evaluate whether you are, and ask yourself the question, am I the best person for this particular task? And think here about your hourly wage versus the benefit of that task. Tip number 3 was to set boundaries and learn how to say no so that you can say yes to the things that you really want to say yes to. Tip number 4 was to use the 2-minute rule. If you can get it done in 2 minutes or less, do it right when you think about it or when it comes into your inbox. And the last tip was to cut out repetitive tasks by using automation. So setting up bill pay, using templates, using subscription services, or even delivery services, so that you can save time, energy, and money. So these are just a few tips for you to answer that question of to do or not to do. And if you want to do a deeper dive into strategies for better managing your time, so that you can pursue your purpose, I have 2 free options for you to do so. First of all, I have a webinar that I'm conducting this coming Tuesday on April the 9th at 8:30 p.m. at Eastern Central Time. It's called Time for Purpose, and I'm going to be diving deeper into strategies for becoming your life's operations manager so that you can better manage your time and priorities so that you can focus on your purpose. So you can sign up at TressettaAlexander.com/time-for-purpose. I'll drop that in the comments as well. So TressettaAlexander.com/time-for-purpose. And then if you are here in the Tallahassee area, Saturday, April 13th, so that's a week from today, I'm doing an in-person workshop called Penciling in Your Purpose, where I'll be sharing similar information as the webinar, but we'll be actually, it'll be more workshop style, where you'll have an opportunity to do some activities to set your schedule and begin implementing some of the strategies and techniques that I'll be sharing with you. And that is a free event. It's on Eventbrite, as well as there's a Facebook event here on my page. I will drop the link to both the in-person event and the webinar in the comments. And you, if you are interested in taking that deeper dive into these strategies for better managing your time, sign up for one of these free events. And that is all that I have for you today. And I will see you again tomorrow. Because remember, for the entire month of April, I'll be coming to you Facebook Live every single day with tips, tools, and strategies to help you pursue your purpose so that you can increase your prosperity. Again, that's all I have for you today, and I will see you again right here tomorrow. Goodbye, everyone.